Companies in Washington are warning their employees about a new state tax that will be taken from their paychecks beginning the first of next year. That tax will raise money for a new government long-term care plan called WaCares. Beginning in 2025, the plan will pay benefits to enrollees who need help with non-hospital-based health care expenses. Here's why the program was created. There's little to no debate among Washington legislators that there's a need for better, more affordable long-term care insurance. Even WaCares opponents, such as former Walla Walla Republican State Senator Maureen Walsh, admit that.
I, for one, am going through this issue with my family right now. My folks have just gone into assisted living, never dreaming they'd live to be 86 and 87 years old. Thank God they've got some resources to help them. And I get it. I do believe people need long-term care insurance.
That was Walsh speaking during a Senate floor debate on WaCares in 2019. Long-term care insurance is one of those things people feel they'll never need. But AARP says 70% of people 65 and older require financial help to live on their own. That help has not been easy to find over the last four decades. Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler says companies' early forays with long-term plans were limited and expensive and didn't catch on with the public. He says most firms stopped offering coverage.
There were something like 150 companies that were marketing long-term care products going back to around late 80s and then early 90s. And today you're down to something like a dozen companies that are actively marketing.
Even those policies are too expensive for most families. With no one to share the cost of caring for parents and grandparents, families have foot the full bill themselves for items such as assisted living and home-based care. Many spent down their assets and then applied for Medicaid. That's the joint federal-state program for people with few means. Washington legislators were troubled by the trend. As more families applied for Medicaid, they saw a greater share of the state's future budgets going to health care expenses. And so in 2019, the legislature, including Vancouver Democratic Senator Annette Cleveland, opted to put the state in the long-term care business.
This bill helps middle-class families have the peace of mind that they will have a long-term care benefit if and when they are ever in the position to need long-term care.
The WaCares program is administered by Ben Vechti.
So the way this program is designed is that it's a universal program like Medicare.
It's funded by a payroll tax that employees will begin paying at the start of 2022. Your employer will take out 58 cents for every $100 you make. That's $290 a year if you make $50,000.
You pay a premium every year until you retire. So let's say you're 40 years old today, you'd pay for maybe 25 years.
And after you've paid into the fund for several years, you can start drawing out money with a lifetime maximum benefit of about $36,000. That would only buy you a few months in a long-term care facility. Vechti says most people in the program will never need that level of care. He says the state benefit would cover all of their needs. If you'd prefer to buy your own private plan, WaCares has a mechanism by which you can opt out.
If you have insurance prior to November 1st, you can apply for an exemption with the Employment Security Department, and you can do that through our website at WaCaresFund.wa.gov. But then you're permanently exempted from the benefit. It means you'll never have access to the benefit. You can't ever get back in.
In order to get an exemption and avoid the payroll deduction, though, you must act quickly. You'd have to prove to the state by November 1st that you have a private long-term care plan. That gives you barely any time to opt out, says Elizabeth Hovde, who writes about this for the right-leaning Washington Policy Center's blog.
I mean, there's underwriting involved with securing a long-term insurance plan. So even if you find that a plan works better for you that's sold in the private market, you are hitting the deadline pretty much right now. I mean, underwriting takes time.
And she says people in the insurance industry tell her that companies are limiting their policies because they're worried that people will buy plans and then drop them immediately after getting the state's exemptions. Tomorrow, should you stay in WaCares or opt out? We report on some of the factors you might consider. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.